The U.S. Open tennis tournament gets underway here in New York tomorrow, and for the first time in history, tickets to the women's singles final have sold out before the men's final. That's because Serena Williams is favored to win it, and if she does, she will make history, achieving a milestone that goes back nearly 30 years. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
Tonight, the unstoppable Serena Williams ready to claim the one prize that's managed to escape her. The tennis superstar poised for what may be the most demanding feat in all of sports, the Grand Slam, attempting to claim all four major titles in the same season. The pressure, tremendous, but Williams is playing it cool, speaking with ABC's Robin Roberts.
You're about to start the U.S. Open, and you seem so chill. Sincerely.
I'd rather be in this position where I have the pressure and I have people expecting me to win than be in a position where it's like, oh, well, she probably won't win. She'll probably make a deep run. And that's not what I want. And once I realized that, I embraced it.
Steffi Graf scored the last Grand Slam in 1988.
Game, set, and match, Graf.
The 33-year-old powerhouse has already won the other three major titles this year.
Next stop, New York.
And the U.S. Open six times before. But lying in wait, the only two players who have managed to beat Williams this year, Belinda Bencic and Petra Kvitova, they could possibly derail her, but it's a long shot. Experts say it would be a complete shock if Williams doesn't slam the Grand Slam.
Now, Williams has no clear rival here at the U.S. Open. This is hers to lose, which means her greatest competition here may be herself. Tom?